Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday we finished our study on the home. Today we'll be starting a new study in the book of 2 Peter. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts this study. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Today, we begin a study of the book of 2 Peter, and we'll start with verses 1 and 2 of chapter 1. And I titled this, Friend, Do You Know Him? Now, if you have someone that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, let me encourage you to get them to listen in to this over the next few days, but also you listen in as well, because it's not just to bring unsaved people to Christ, it's also to edify God's people. So I trust that you'll be listening in as we start this new series in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Now perhaps you feel like that you would like to get all these messages. For example, this message may take 2 or 3 days on the radio, maybe more. And as we go along, you are there one day and you miss another day. Well, there's two things that you can do. If you're on the computer, you can go to our website. Our announcer will give you the website at the end of each day's broadcast. And you can log on and then you can click on to Lamp and Light and go to the month and then the day that you missed, click right on there, and we'll have it there. We'll have all of 1 Peter on there, our series on the home, and now this part on 2 Peter. So let me encourage you to go right there and listen in and check out our entire website and learn about our church and our various other areas of ministry. Then if you would like to have a CD of a sermon that you hear over these airwaves, then write us and we can send you either a CD or cassette tape. Send us a gift of $5 and include your name and address, and we will get that to you as soon as possible. Well, we want to go now to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. I hope you have your good King James Bible there ready to follow and to be instructed in the Word of God by the Spirit of God. Before we start this study, let us have a word of prayer. I do this at the beginning of each new book that we begin to study, and we do this asking God's blessings upon it. So let's do this now. Father, we pray that as we study this entire book of 2 Peter, that this one may be the most beneficial yet to date for each Christian that listens in to this broadcast. I pray that it would equip them for the battle, for the life. I pray that it would edify them in their relationship to Christ. I pray that it would make them mature in the things of God. I pray, Father, Thy Holy Spirit would illumine their understanding to Your Word as I teach it. Lord, help me to be sensitive to Thy Holy Spirit as I teach it. Help me, Lord, to be filled with Thy Spirit. But yet, Lord, may Your people, as they listen in, be illumined by the Spirit. In the course of this study of 2 Peter, Lord, I pray if there is someone who is not saved, that they listen to this broadcast, they may come to Christ as Savior. I pray that maybe someone that just flips to the radio dial will be directed to this station, to this program, and through the programming will receive Christ as Savior. Now we ask this in Your precious name. Amen. Now as we start 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, I trust that you will follow along. There it says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The book of 1 Peter speaks of the fiery persecution to come on the church from government or from those opposed to Christianity. 2 Peter addresses a problem greater than that, and that would be the problem of false teachers. In 1 Peter, Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But here in the book of 2 Peter, he is a subtle serpent. Now, in these last days, you can expect a constant rising tide of unbelief. People will want more emotion, and the scriptures will not be as revered and sought as authority for their lie. My friend, false teaching is more dangerous to a church, and apathy is more dangerous to a church than persecution or fiery trials from without. Because then we begin to have heart problems. How do we stand today and walk in righteousness when so many churches are running in the opposite but broad direction? The key word will be knowledge. In this short epistle of 3 chapters, the word knowledge shall appear 16 times. Verse 2 uses the word knowledge, and the last verse of this book will instruct us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This knowledge is more than just knowing facts. The Greek word is epignosis, and has the idea of a super knowledge, or of a heart knowledge. Yes, an intimate knowledge. Years ago, I was listening to my dad preach before I entered the pastorate, the ministry, and before I ever went to college to study. And he delivered the sermon the same as he always did. There were times to smile. There were times to get uncomfortable. To most people, they really did not know anything had happened. But I could see a difference. His mother had died, and he was told just about 2 hours before the service. Now, my heart knowledge of my dad knew that there was a strain. Now, the people in the auditorium did not know of her death till at the end of the sermon, and they did not know of the strain that I could see. Now, my friend, you should know Jesus intimately. Let me also illustrate that. When I was first married, there were things that I might say that would get me in trouble. And over the years, you learn to say things that won't get you in quite as much trouble. You have good intentions, and you desire to do good. But now, over the years, you've learned that when there is something that comes up, you kind of know what to answer. I think of my oldest son after he was married. His new wife came up to him and started complaining about being a little overweight. Now, most men that's been married a while know when their wife says something like that, honey, I'm too fat. You don't say, you betcha, darling. No, you don't say that. You don't say, well, no, darling, yeah, you are kind of fat. You don't say things like that. You just simply look at her and say, well, darling, you're just right. Man, it couldn't get any better. You're just right. And that's the safe answer. But my oldest son, when she said that to him, said, well, that's all right, dear. You're working on it. Oh, boy, I tell you what, that is a rough time when you answer that way. But you see, just like in the case of my dad, and in the case like we smile about with my son, we find that as we grow in a super or an intimate knowledge, a heart knowledge of others, then we begin to know what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. And my friends, study the Word of God so diligently and walk with Him each day in prayer in order that you may know Him intimately and therefore know what is acceptable. It's interesting that in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 32, we read, "The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness." Know Him in an intimate way so that you will know what is acceptable. The Apostle Paul, he had been beaten with rods 3 times. He had received 40 stripes, save one, with a whip at least 5 times. He was shipwrecked 4 times. And then there were many perils, he reported, among thieves, robbers, and once he was stoned. All of that for the cause of Christ. All of that for the name of Jesus. Yet, with those things having happened to him, notice the first 5 words of Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Paul says, "That I may know him." Wow! The Apostle Paul, this man that had suffered all of these things, he's been through all of these trials for the name of Christ, for preaching Christ, and then he says, "That I may know him." Paul realized that he could know Christ even more intimately. It's hard to think that Paul would suffer all these things without knowing him. Obviously he did. But Paul also realized there was even more to know. Our best weapon against deceit and false teaching, my friend, is to know the Lord Jesus Christ intimately. Now, look at the text. He says, "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle." Now, primarily, he is a servant. An apostle was his office. And notice he did not say the apostle. He said an apostle. You see, he had a humbled heart. The word servant is the Greek word doulos. This word was the word of deep humility. It literally meant slave. And it implied a total and permanent ownership by a master. This one was a bond slave. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.